for rock solid football action.
Years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years of Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.
Life. I don't know where it's taking me, and that's fine. At least it's what I'm making, so I don't mind. Oh no, no, I don't mind. Oh no, 'cause nobody ever makes it out alive. So I'm living my best life.
All right, welcome everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's Thursday at 4 o'clock, so it's 30 Years of Nonsense.
It is. It's an absolutely beautiful day today, and I know I always tell you not to talk about the weather, but it is noteworthy when it is this warm out, and it is beautiful.
Yeah, I love that you're telling me not to talk about the weather. It's the first thing you bring up. I love that.
Well, when it's February, I don't want to talk about it. When it's this nice out, I do want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, it is beautiful today.
It is fantastic. Now, you asked me to pick the music, and truth be told, I picked it 10 minutes before we were leaving.
I know, but I looked at it, and I'm like, damn, these are pretty good picks.
That's not
Imagine
bad,
Imagine if
eh?
You put your heart into it.
I know. Well, I was sitting in our very sunny kitchen listening to some really loud music as some work was being done in our backyard. And I had a great morning where I was visiting a cottage. So I was just feeling the vibe for happy tunes. And there's some great songs on here that I thought, okay, let's just keep that vibe going.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's keep this vibe going. We'll play this one out and then we'll come back. And here we go. Living my best life.
I'm living my best life.
I think it's time to get the show underway.
Okay, so my first choice was Friday, I'm in Love.
Okay, I need to know why you picked that.
I don't know. I don't even really have a reason today.
Really?
Other than I was thinking about songs that made me happy. And, all right, complete disclosure, I asked ChatGPT for a list of songs
from
the 90s.
God.
I literally had 10 minutes. You know this.
Yeah, I know.
So I cheated a little and asked ChatGPT for a list of the 90s songs. And I like this one. I thought this is a good vibe.
These are great songs, but it's so funny because this is one of my favorite songs by The Cure.
Okay.
I mean, it's a 92 song. It came on their Wish album. It was literally changed how everybody saw Cure globally. I'm going to be honest. They were more of a pretty melancholy kind of dark band, like when they're almost emo-like.
Okay.
And then this song changed that for them, and they've got global recognition. This song was top 10 in over 20 countries when it...
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, because those are all good things. Friday's a great day. Being in love's a great thing. And yeah, it's very poppy and made me happy.
It peaked at, I think, 6 in the UK. In Canada, it was top 10. And it was 18 in the U.S. I mean, it was an amazing song. It was fantastic. Interesting fact, this song, 2009, it became really popular again when it was played in a movie. And it was He's Just Not That Into You. Do you remember that movie?
Kate Hudson?
Yeah.
I think it was a Kate Hudson movie. Yeah. She's so cute. She always makes great movies.
Yeah, so it's so funny. It was also in 50 First Dates, but it was a cover of it in 50
okay.
First Dates.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also in About Time. It's been in a quite a few movies, but
it sounds like a soundtrack movie.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's so funny because it was like 1992, like I said, when it first came out on that Wish album was fantastic. But then for it to be, you know, 2009, so almost 17 years later, mm-hmm. it becomes a huge hit again, which is great. I love that about it. So anyway, let's play a little bit of Cure, Friday I'm in Love. Little song.
It is. I like that one.
Yeah, me too. All right. Why did ChatGPT choose the next song?
It didn't, actually. First of all, I think I said, give me the best songs of the 90s. And yeah. I actually didn't love any of them, and or we played them already.
Yeah, I mean.
So I couldn't necessarily use a repeat list. And then I said, this doesn't really even feel like me. So I was like, I need more of a Sherry list.
Okay.
So I asked it to add some country.
Okay.
And then we came up with some that I was like, okay, this feels more like me. So we're moving into a little bit of a country set here because they certainly felt more like it. And then I think I also reminded myself that we needed some Canadian content. So I asked it to add some Canadian content.
Jeez Louise.
My brain is tired.
Yeah. You were just saying you need a break.
Think about songs. I just didn't have time. I was trying. I had a nice drive up to Highway 7 this morning.
Yeah.
And I planned on thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people phoned me and annoyed me.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, that happens.
It happens. And that was the rest of my drive.
Yeah.
So that's why you're getting ChatGPT lists.
That's crazy.
It gets the job done. They're great songs.
Yeah.
And I did curate them and handpick them. So that counts for something, doesn't it?
I guess.
All right.
All right. Well, this next one is Dust on the Bottle, right? By David Lee Murphy.
Mm-hmm. I love this song.
So do I. And it's funny because I didn't used to play this song a lot, but I've actually mixed it into country sets at weddings and in functions and stuff. It's just a really good, fun song. And I know that he's still playing and performing in the Nashville area. We've just never got to see him while we're there.
No, yeah.
I mean, I would love to just walk in. We were talking about, I was talking to one of the people that trivia last night that is a huge Ben Folds fan. Ben Folds 5 fan.
Yep.
And I was saying that a friend of ours had gone to Chicago, I forget where, or for what he was doing, and he walked in, and Ben Folds was actually just playing in a local bar. They were in a hotel, and I guess it was before they went on tour. Their tour bus and stuff was there.
Yep.
He was just gigging in a bar, just
wow,
hanging
cool.
out. And this person recognized him and was like, damn, like, you would pay hundreds of dollars to see this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just sitting in a local bar picking.
Wow, that's pretty
cool. Crazy, right?
Mm.
Like, it just doesn't happen. So the fact that David Lee Murphy still does this, I didn't know, but this has actually been re-recorded. I got to go and find this with Jason Aldean. They've done a duet on this song.
Oh, that would be really good.
Yeah, yeah, it's on a new album.
I really like the collabs some of the country guys are doing.
Yeah.
So when you get to hear all in one song.
Yeah, and I never really
like
thought
Blake
about
Shelton and... gone from me, but I have heard a couple recently.
Oh yeah, there's,
that
there's
like,
tons
yeah,
of great.
That's
yeah,
really
Chris
stuff.
Stapleton does some stuff
yeah.
like that. But Dust on the Bottle, it's really just talking about your personality, right? Like, don't let your outside appearance determine what the inside of you is about. You get that dust on the bottle.
Okay.
That's the idiom.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Terry's words of wisdom.
Well, no, that's what when I looked it up. That's what it said. So I'm telling you.
We apparently have no original thoughts today.
No. I was looking to see. I always
I
like to try and find
some
facts.
I know what dust on the bottle means. It means basically, especially if you're getting older and showing some dust or some wrinkles on the outside, you're still good inside.
Yeah. But if those wrinkles are really bad, it's time to sit down. All right. Here we go.
Said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me, and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobwebs as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust. It's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over real close at me, drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. After all these years, there's one thing I find mine.
But it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
I don't know about that. I think if there's dust on the bottle, there's probably, it's not working properly. It's been up on the shelf for a while.
I don't know about that. Philosophically speaking, yeah, sometimes it's okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you have something to say?
I did, and my brain literally just froze.
You know when you stall out, there's dead air, right?
Oh, man, yeah, I know. My brain literally just froze. I was like, ah. Well, at least I was going to say, with ChatGPT and you're making your list, at least you know it's all 90s songs, so I don't have to make sure that it's 2000 songs, right?
Yeah.
For sure. So, again, this is another one of these songs by Jody Messina. It's now being redone by Cole Swindell. Heads Carolina, Tails California. Kind of, we live our life like this. This song's a coin toss, or it's about a coin toss.
A coin toss.
What did I say?
Not a coin toss.
Oh, did I say?
You
oh, my.
A stroke
oh,
on the
I
air.
Might be having a stroke. Who knows? This is a coin toss.
That's better.
Wow. It's one of those days for sure. But anyway, so it's kind of like how we do our things. We go out the door and make a left, and then you just decide where we're going. So. This song's a kind of an interesting one, but it's a fun one as well.
It's fun. One day when we have more freedom in our life, I think we should do that, though. We should just take a road trip that is, I don't know, if we go left or right or California or Carolina, let's go.
Well, they're on two opposite ends of the coast, too, right?
Yes, I understand that. So, absolutely. But right now we have to go wherever life's pulling us.
And it's pulling us everywhere.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, this is show 99 too, right?
Right. So next week is a big one.
Next week, you keep telling me it's the bigger one.
104.
It's 100 shows, but 104 is really our big show because that is 2 years of doing this. So it's pretty neat. We're getting there. We literally have 5 shows to go till we're there.
Excellent.
I'm going to bring a cake. I'm just going to eat the cake myself. I'm not inviting anybody to eat the cake with me.
Just a cake
for
Terry?
Just a cake for Terry.
Okay.
That I got to 2 years. All right. Let's play some Jody Messina.
Get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin.
Down by the ocean where a dog Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC. Listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
What was that all about?
So I got a request during the song. Somebody's driving. His name's Art.
Okay.
He's from Colorado, but his family is driving from Montreal to Toronto right now. They happen to be driving through Kingston.
Oh, nice. Hi.
And, hey.
Drive safe.
Yeah, drive safe. And they heard the radio station, and they were calling in to make a request.
Nice. Well, so, let's play them their song then.
Well, I'm going to try and find it.
Okay, he's got to find it first.
I got to queue it up. But let's, you pick this one.
I know. So now we take a complete left turn because I left the country era, and I wanted to drive some more energy and just have a little bit of fun. So this is ridiculous, but I picked Baby Got Back because I think it's funny. And it also always reminds me of the Friends episode when they're singing this to the baby. And it's like the first time the baby smiles or giggles. So they all keep singing Baby Got Back to the baby.
Okay.
Which just makes me laugh. But it's a good, fun song. And I like it. I thought, oh, this will be fun to hear as well on this beautiful sunny day.
Okay. Well, I did find his song. So do you want me to play his or let's play Baby
play
Got
mine
Back?
First.
All right. Let's go. Here we got a little Baby Got Back.
My God, Becky, look at
Oh, we're going to. Let's jump that part over.
I like it doesn't say anything that bad. I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin. You say you want to get in my bins? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing. To hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines. Send flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got to pack much back. So, fellas, yeah. Fellas, yeah. Your girlfriend got your butt. Hell tell yeah. Her, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet. Here's my scandal. I want to get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, because silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock-knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters. I want to get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I got to be straight when I say I want to. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, because them punks like to hit it and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, because I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So, ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
Do you want to roll my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. And I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss. Cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to
to get with them. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
Such a funny song.
Did you find the guy's song?
I did find this song, and it's, I gotta say, it's a little odd. Not that it's odd that he's requested the song, because it sounds like it's a really nice song, but this, the person that he's requested the song, the artist is Jade Eagleson.
Okay.
And he's actually a Canadian artist, a Canadian slash country Ontario artist, and this is a song from 2018, so it takes us out of your 99.
That's okay.
Thought for your 90s thing. So the guy originally records this song in 2018, on a self-titled EP, and then he re-records it in 2023 as part of a studio album, and it looks like it's a really nice song. It's basically the core theme about it, despite a change. This is what it says: the core message, despite a rapidly changing world, the narrator promises that his partner is the one, and he will be dancing with that person when the music dies.
Wow, that's very nice.
It's very nice.
Let's hear it.
All right,
I'm curious.
Me too. Now,
okay.
All right, here we go.
Spend my money on a brand new truck, 300,000 miles and it'll be a pile of rust. Every song I know on the radio, a couple years from now they won't play them, and I forget just how they go. Here today, gone tomorrow, that's true, but as long as that sky's still blue, the one I love is still gonna be you. You, girl, I see forever when I see you smile, and I just don't see that going out of style. It's still gonna be you, you, that I'm dancing with when the music dies. Even if I live to 105, it's still gonna be you. It's still gonna be you. Someday they'll pave this old dirt road to put up parking lots and high-rise condos. It's out with the old and with the new. But when the good Lord calls my name one day, they can bury me in these beat-up boots right next to you somewhere. And if there really is a heaven up there, girl, I swear it's still gonna be you. And I just don't see they're going out of style. It's still gonna be you, you, that I'm dancing with when the music dies. Even if I live to 105, it's still gonna be you. It's still gonna be you. Oh, still gonna be you. Even love don't last, but when 40 odd years blow past, and just like that, it's still gonna be you, you, girl, I see forever when I see you smile, and I just don't see that going out of style. Still gonna be you, you, that I'm dancing with when the music dies. Even if I live to 105, I'm still gonna be you.
Pretty good song, eh?
It was nice. I really liked
it. Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was very different from Baby Got Back.
Oh, man. It's been different from
very different.
Yeah, I would say.
It was really nice.
Yeah, it was a really nice song. So I don't know where you're from, Art. Hopefully you're from Colorado, like you said. Anyway, regardless, great song, great pick.
Yeah, thank you for introducing us to it.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
All right, you want to talk about the weekend?
I do. So we got a busy one again. So tonight we're running around.
We need a few things. So we're going to do some household things tonight. We need a new floor.
Yeah, we do.
For one of our bedrooms.
In a couple of rooms.
So we need to go find some flooring and all the things that it takes when you start to renovate.
Yeah, so we got to do that. We got some renovations going on outside as well because our daughter's coming home for her baby shower.
Yay.
So, yeah, it's a busy weekend going on. Friday night, I have my show at midnight till 2 a.m. And then Saturday is a wedding.
You're DJing a wedding?
Yeah, I am. I'm DJing a wedding outdoors on Saturday night. So it's going to be good.
Okay.
Hopefully the weather is going to be great. It's kind of an indoor-outdoor venue, I understand. I've never been to this venue.
Hey, it's at McKinnon Brothers. How have you never been to McKinnon Brothers?
I don't know. I just have never had time.
I
keep getting invited. We've been invited to McKinnon Brothers a bunch of times.
I think somebody bought us tickets to Back for the Farm this year.
Back to the Farm, yeah. Well, they said they did.
Oh, okay. Well, I've also been at like a number of different just networking events that have been there. It's a very pretty facility, and it's very close to our house. So I'm really happy when things are really close to our house because we don't have to go very far.
Excellent.
Which is cool. Yeah, actually, we don't have any hardcore stuff other than we need to just work around the house.
Okay.
Because we got to get things. We got to get the pool open. We got to get the backyard cleaned up and ready.
Yeah, it looks like a swamp right now.
I only think I have one meeting booked for Saturday, and I think I just need to recharge my batteries.
Yeah, you sound like you're running down.
I am.
A little Duracell bunny.
I need plugged in.
Yeah. Anyway, and then I'm working from home all week next week, which is amazing.
Well, you went to Toronto three times this week in a row, I think, back and forth.
I did. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, mm-hmm. in and out, up to Barrie, into Mississauga, Little Oakville, been everywhere. Going to Hamilton tomorrow morning.
Yuck.
For 8 a.m.
Ew, gross.
I know.
All right. So, I get to go to Picton. It's beautiful in Picton.
Well, it's going to be nice in Hamilton, too,
I'm sure. No, not as nice as Picton. I can guarantee you there's never a world where Hamilton is nicer than Picton.
The apocalypse.
I don't know. We'll see. Okay, what else do we have on our song list?
So we've got Semi-Charm Kind of Life, and which is funny because this song, it's kind of a poppy song, but it's actually about... being shiny and bright on the outside and just total chaos on the inside. The song's about meth addiction.
A little opposite of Dust on the Bottle, then?
Yeah. The song's about spiraling out of control due to a crystal meth addiction.
Wow, that's not uplifting.
But it's not what you thought, right? Like, most people hear this song and they don't think about really what the lyrics...
No, I didn't know that.
And it's actually...
Well, no, I don't like it anymore. Thanks for ruining it for me.
Sorry. And it's an homage to the famous song. So the beginning of the song is an homage to Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side, which was also about a drug addiction.
Wow, fun. Sorry, folks. I tried to keep this light. Didn't do a very good job, apparently.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean,
it's a good song.
It is a good song, and most people are not even going to really realize until the fact that we brought it up that it is about spiraling out of control due to meth.
All right, well, let's hear that.
All right, there you go.
She comes out and she goes down. my toes. The beats gives a feeling and a deep feeling. I believe in the faith that grows. And the four I go can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die. And that would be alright. Alright. And when the play came in, she said she was crossing. The velvet had ripped in the sea. We tripped on the earth to feel alive. And now I'm struggling to survive those days. On the belly face down on the mattress one. And you hold me and we are broken. Still it's not it, I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy on the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no. And I won't run for my life. She's got the toss now locked down in a smile. But nothing is alright. Something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say
before I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought all the people that I knew who didn't drink were self-righteous people, holier than thou. So it never occurred to me that Alcoholics Anonymous was filled with people who had drank like I did, and now were the same people that I used to drink with. The same people that I liked, only now they weren't drinking. They were people just like me who had been drinking for a long time and found out that it didn't work for them anymore.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Okay, that commercial stopped a few times, that PSA, so I wasn't sure when it was over, I got to be honest. All right, poppy song, but then when you're sitting listening to the words, you're like, he's talking about doing bumps.
Right.
Yeah, crazy.
The best part is I don't even know what that is, so I'm happy, I'm proud to tell you I don't know what that is. I have zero experience in that department.
So we've played this song, either I've played it on the show myself or I've played it with on different shows, but this song is my annoyance song. I got to be honest. This is the New Radicals, You Get What You Give. You're not going to remember this. I remember these weird facts. We were on a cruise ship, and this is the song that a guy Shazammed while we were playing music trivia.
Seriously?
I do.
That's what you remember?
I do. I remember it. It annoyed me because then we tied in the trivia game. There's no way that guy was going to beat me. Anyway.
Wow. Okay. You need more to fester on.
Well, I know, apparently.
I can give you more certain things if you want.
Yeah, no, I'm good. So it's kind of a fun song. It's got a really good meaning, right? It's all about karma. Mm-hmm. You get what you give. Whatever you put out in the universe comes back to you tenfold, right? Mm-hmm. So it's got a nice...
That's a much better method than something about
crystal meth.
Crystal meth. I forgot what the drug was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I like karma and I like energy and I like all those good things.
Yeah, it's kind of funny though, because the band, they're a one-hit wonder band, right? Like they are literally, this was a massive hit for them in 98. And then the band literally breaks up in 99.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, the lead singer was like, they've decided, so the Greg Alexander grew exhausted of grueling touring schedule and disliked the promotional fame game. I'm like, what? Isn't that why you became a music artist? I don't know.
Maybe he just found out it wasn't it.
Yeah, I guess. So anyway.
We get to enjoy this song forever after, though.
I do, but it's going to be the bane of my existence when I get on a cruise ship. But Excellent. Here we go. All right. I love this song. Goodbye.
Oh.
Love the song. Don't like that the guy stole my win.
Right, you're still festering.
I'm still
about
festering
that.
About that win.
Okay.
Or tie, as he wanted to call it.
Oh, okay. So,
anyway.
Do you have any ill memories of the next song?
No, but it's such a funny song because you've now gone to another song that's about sadness.
Wow.
And blue.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what you were. I don't know what ChatGPT was doing to you today. But this song, Blue by Oshel 65, is literally, it's a metaphor for a guy living in a just a world that's blue and full of sadness, and he feels isolated, disconnected, and unheard.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. What's going on with you today?
Well, you also did a round of trivia last night that was songs that make you go, hmm.
Yeah.
Like, what does that actually mean, or why are you singing this?
Yeah.
And so I thought this might have been part of it.
Yeah. So it's funny because I heard the song Things That Make You Go Hmm.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, hey, did you ever think about what the meaning of songs were? Somebody actually said, and I went, oh man, that's going to be around for me.
Right.
Songs that make me go, hmm.
So, what is this trying to say?
Yeah, and it literally got stuck in my brain all week, and I couldn't get it out of my brain. And then I finally put it to paper. And then the other one was, do you remember what the third round was?
One was Motown.
So that was my 2.5.
Okay.
I had songs about that start with the letter D.
Mm-hmm.
I had Motown, then I had 80s or 90s, 2000s alternative rock, then the Motown.
Oh, ones that tell a story?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, they all kind of tell a story, and we were completely waiting for Love Story by Taylor Swift.
And I put it in at the end.
I know. You did that for our friend.
I did. So anyway, this song's basically about living in isolation in a monochromatic lifestyle.
All right, well, let's lift it. We pulled it down. We lifted it up. We pulled it down. We lifted it up. Apparently, we're super moody today, which is kind of true.
Yeah, which is great because the next two songs after this are a lot of fun. So
okay,
let's try and sneak
let's
this
end
one
it on some fun.
Okay.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen to. I'm blue, I've been deed, I've been dying.
Well, I don't feel so blue.
No, it doesn't feel make me feel blue. So he's doing a really good job of masking it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's, that's okay. Let's move on to the next one. It's super summery.
Yeah.
And,
well, it's summer 69,
Canadian,
right?
So double the points.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of a fun song. It's and this song actually is an upbeat song. It's a song that is inspired by Bryan Adams and the co-author of the song, Jim Vallance. And it's them basically celebrating their nostalgic tribute through their early years.
Right.
Though Bryan Adams does, you know, mention that he was only 9 years, 9 years old in 69.
Okay.
So, but it's more about them playing in bands and kind of just the early days of touring and the fun things that they did in this, you know.
Just picture that summer when you were, I don't know, 18 for the first time and you could go for a summer night drive with either your buddies or a girlfriend or something and you're listening to music and it was a beautiful day or night. And that's, we all have that kind of nostalgia for that time.
Yeah, it's like growing up, chasing your dreams and just having a good time, right?
Right, yeah, agreed.
All right, well, let's play a little Summer 69. Hopefully we're going to be able to sneak in the next one as well. So here we go. Fade this one out a little early because we're going to try and say goodbye and then sneak in the end of our song here. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
I think that's a great idea too. We're not even going to talk much about this song. This is just a fantastic song. We are going to see Bryan Adams, though, you told me.
Yes.
August 25th. It's
in
a Tuesday.
Kingston.
In Kingston.
It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. Anyway, guys, have a great weekend. We'll see you around town.
Enjoy this great weather
and get out and get some ice cream because that's what I'm going to do. Little blues traveler to end things off. Here we go. Run around.
ships